All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, after both the Toronto Raptors and Miami Heat engaged in their respective first-round series, they were epic seven-game series, now these two teams are set to face off in the Eastern Conference semifinals. You look at the regular season matchup between both of these teams, and Toronto won the series 3-1. Now, of course, things can change in the postseason. You look at the fact that the Heat have more postseason experience than the Raptors as far as making those deep runs into the playoffs. Again, this is the first time since 2001 that the Raptors have gotten past the first round of the NBA playoffs. While the Heat, granted, it's still not the same team, but there are still several members on this Heat ball club that know what it takes to win NBA championships, as you look at the likes of Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem, who have each won 3 NBA championships while wearing a Miami uniform. Now, you look at the matchups in this series, and you look at the guards, and you look at DeMar DeRozan and Kyle Lowry for Toronto going up against Goran Dragic and Dwayne Wade. And right now, we are seeing vintage Dwayne Wade. And this is a guy, he's only on a one-year deal, folks. So he's out there playing for a long-term contract. Probably not going to get the years that he's seeking this summer, but this is a guy that is showing that he still has something in the tank. And you see how he put this Miami Heat team on his back after they lost Game 5 at home to the Charlotte Hornets. He led his team on the road in Game 6, and they got a victory. And, of course, they breezed through the Hornets at home yesterday to advance to the semifinals. So Dwayne Wade is out there showing that he can still get it done, while Goran Dragic is out there to show that he is worth $18 million per year. Now, Dragic has become a better player to me in the Heat system with the absence of power forward Chris Bosh. Call it crazy, but he simply just has. But on the flip side for the Raptors, you look at their all-star backcourt of Kyle Lowry and DeMar DeRozan. And of course, DeRozan was charged with guarding Paul George of the Pacers for the majority of the time in their first round series. Things will change a little bit different now as he will be going up against Dwayne Wade. And you also look at Kyle Lowry, who averaged 7.5 assists in that first round series against the Pacers. He's probably going to have to step up his point per game production in this series. You look at the big man, you look at Hassan Whiteside for the Heat and Jonas Valanciunas. Now, both of these guys are X factors to me, and it's going to come down to each guy staying out of foul trouble. When one of these guys gets in foul trouble, you know, it tends to really get in their heads, and it tends to really take them out of the game. And both the Raptors and the Heat need their big men on the court. Why? Because you look at Whiteside and how he can rebound and block shots, and that really can change the tenor of a game. And you look at Valanciunas when he's on the field, when he's on court, you know, he gives the Raptors a post presence, a guy. He's not going to be a guy that's going to get you 20 points per night in the post, but he's solid enough to be enough of a threat against an opponent. And that's something that the Raptors are going to need. You saw the difference that he made for this team when he was on the court as opposed to being on the bench in foul trouble during their series against the Indiana Pacers. So I think for both guys, it's imperative for them to stay on the court for their respective teams. Now you look at the role players around Toronto, and you have Patrick Patterson, Damari Carroll, and Corey Joseph. All of these guys, they had their moments in the first round against the Pacers, and they will need to step up again, especially Patrick Patterson, because he is developing that mid-range jump shot, and that is something that can keep this Miami Heat defense honest. Then you look on the flip side for the Heat, you have the veteran Joe Johnson, and you have the rookie Justice Winslow as perimeter players. And you look at Joe Johnson, ever since he got bought out by the Brooklyn Nets and joined the Heat, it's like he's found a fountain of youth down there in South Beach playing with Dwayne Wade. It's like he has a new life down there. And Joe Johnson could be an X factor in this game, in this series rather, because he is a guy that you simply cannot leave open, because he will kill you from the perimeter if he is given that opportunity. Justice Winslow, people are constantly or have been constantly waiting for him to hit that rookie wall, and it's something that he is not done. This is a guy, I said it before, he's going to be a star in this league for the years to come. But right now, he is still contributing for this Heat club, and he's going to have to come up big in this series if they're going to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals. And then, of course, you look at the coaches. You look at Eric Spoelstra for Miami and Dwayne Casey for Toronto. And, of course, Eric Spoelstra, he's been there and done that. He knows what it takes to get his team to a championship. He's won two as a head coach in Miami. And for Dwayne Casey, this is his first time out of the first round. So the Heat as a whole are accustomed to the hoopla. But the Raptors, now they have that monkey off of their back of being unable to get out of the first round. So it's going to be interesting to see how far that they can go now. I think this is going to be a nip and tuck affair for the entire way. But I'm going to take the Miami Heat to advance past the Toronto Raptors in seven games. But it definitely will not be easy. So folks, that is going to wrap it up for me. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge tonight at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping everything that went down this weekend at the NFL Draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Now, also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.